We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat win, and somehow nobody is happy about it. I mean, wow, that was a when it comes to a win, that was a rough one. The Heat were losing all game. They end up outscoring the Pistons, one of the worst teams in the NBA, 33-16 in the fourth quarter. For the most part, guys, it just feels like the starters didn't show up to play tonight. Bam, Jimmy, PJ, Kyle for three quarters. Like, none of these guys showed up to play. Duncan, what was Duncan tonight? 3-for-6 from 3-point? Well, all right. Not too mad at Duncan, but overall, like, these guys just didn't feel like they came to play tonight. Didn't come out with any kind of energy. I know it's the Pistons. Maybe it's. I feel like it was classic trap game, but they were trapping their asses into a loss. And in that fourth quarter, you had the Miami Heat bench led by Tyler Hero, Gabe Vincent, Caleb Martin, Dwayne Dedman, and Kyle Lowry had a hell of a fourth quarter. Like, they saved your ass. And then the starters came back in and almost fucked it up again, which is wild. Go ahead and take me out, Brass. Like, I mean, the energy in this game, Tiff, oh, my God. Like, I showed up to the Five Reasons watch party. If you guys saw it, I hung out with my little mini-me, Royal Shepherd, tonight. He's about 5'1", but it was a great time. I saw Ethan, I saw all the guys, and all, of course, we played like shit because it was a Five Reasons watch party. But man, I was like, this sucks. This game is terrible. Like, there's somebody named Sadiq Bey going crazy. There was a Garza. Justin Frank, a Frank Johnson, a Frank Jackson. Like, I sound like a completely made up basketball name. Like, these guys are just going ham on us. And, like, we had no answer, no response, and they cut it to 4, and then they just, like, let their guard down, and next thing you know, they're up by 10. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, so I'm laughing because somebody says in the chat, Brass, can you put this up? Cal AU?
Oh, I got Cal it.
Yeah.
So the Hangover Time co-host turned up like the Heat All-Stars in the first three quarters. Where is everyone at? You listen. It is a holiday week, and motherfuckers, like, listen, everybody put their PTO in at the same time. You okay? You know how it is. Everybody was like, I ain't showing up to work. This is my, I'm off this week. I'm traveling. Don't call me. I'm sorry, I didn't even introduce. I'm Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. Welcome into the Miami Heat Beat post-game show, Hangover Time. If you're watching on Twitch live, we love you. Thank you. Continue to sub. I think if we get to 300 subs this month, Gianni will buy a Max Strus jersey. And we like to waste Gianni's money. So keep subscribing. We had like 10 on the pregame show. Please do not let the pregame show outdo us on Hangover Time. So go ahead and hit us with the subs. And if you are watching the replay on YouTube, thank you very much for watching. But subscribe and hit that like button. Thank you very much. You guys are the best. Especially except when you're being lecherous about Siobhan, But besides that, you guys are awesome. We love you. Just go ahead and hit that subscribe button. But anyway, someone says 600 subs. I think it's 300. Whatever. Just subscribe to make G-Waste's money. And before we go any further, let's find out what everybody's drinking. Eric the Great says we should put a sub counter at the bottom of the screen. If we knew how to do that, we would.
It's not really possible. We can try to find a workaround, but it doesn't really work.
We're going to hire a little motherfucker, go like one, two.
Yeah.
Just stand there with flashcards.
Five, six. Oh, wait, they're gifted. They're going to be trying to do math. Some are gifted 10.
Carry the one.
Fuck it, I quit. Tiff, what are you drinking tonight, and who was your player of the game?
Man, I stopped drinking midway through this game. I was done.
That's when he almost passed out.
I'm telling you, this game makes you want to drink. Fuck you,
it made me want to listen. I almost went to bed on y'all last.
Tiff said, I didn't put my PTO in, but they know what I meant.
I got
me and Alf almost did a duet.
Right.
Ebony and Ivory. Oh, who was the player of the game?
I was ready. Player of the game, man. Ooh, I'm gonna go with Tyler Hero and the bench.
Yes.
That's it.
Brass, who was your player of the game and what are you drinking?
I mean, I think Tiff just chose everyone that you could even possibly choose.
Not really. I thought Kyle Lowry played his ass off, and that's a lot of ass to play.
Yeah, he did. He came up big in the end, but I'm a little... man, I'm really tired of him just chucking threes all the time. I really wish he would stop with that shit. Like,
That fading sideways.
Ugh. That shit never looked like it's gonna go in, does
it?
It's
tiring. I never have any faith in that. Any faith in that.
Fezbutter called him Kyle Bibby in the chat. That's
oh man.
That's rough.
I don't know about that.
PTSD on that one.
Not sure about that.
And what are you drinking?
So this game was leaving a really, really bad taste in my mouth. So a few days ago I made some fresh coquito. So I got that, and I got a little bit of rum here to put in that. So yeah, fresh coquito. It's delicious.
Coquito with a little floater. I like that.
Oh, it's a lot of floater.
Mostly floater. It's rum with a coquito floater.
That's right.
The best floater you saw all night.
Because PJ didn't put up any. I'm over here drinking Tito's. They should sponsor me because our man Royal Shepherd from Five Reasons said he didn't even know what Tito's was until he started watching this show.
Right.
I don't know what rock he was hiding under, but he lived in Tallahassee. They shit everything with them about 12 years behind. They just got Facebook. The energy, like we were talking about before, the energy was so bad in this game. It was flat. It was stagnant. The offense looked constipated. And all of a sudden, you put a few spark plugs on the floor, Tiff. Caleb Martin, Gabe Vincent, much maligned, by the way. Like, they get shitted on a lot. Like, Gabe gets a lot of shit. But now, at least that motherfucker came in and showed effort. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and they turned the game around. I mean, they went into the fourth quarter down 10.
Yep.
Or down 9. And, you know... Until the starters came back, and I think they allowed 3 points, and they were up.
Listen,
six.
I would have rolled with the bench for the rest of the game, win or lose. You don't want to play? Have a seat. Who want to play? Let's go, because that's literally what it looked like. Who wants to play? Get in the game. But yeah, Gabe. I'm not even gonna say Caleb as much, but Gabe has been getting shitted on forever, and people fail to realize Gabe is not here to be your starting point guard. Gabe is not here to give you 20. Gabe is just here to keep you from losing. That's it. He's not here to win the game. He's here to make sure he don't lose the game. He's here to steady the ship, and that's it. And that man is just out there putting his body on the line. He's doing everything he can to keep possessions alive. And like, everybody's worried about his point total. That's one person. Don't worry about his point total. Just let him do Gabe things. That's it.
Miami Heat basketball is finally back, and there's no need to exhaust yourself searching all over the internet to find Miami Heat tickets anymore. Because TickPick, that's TickPick, is the original no-fee ticket site and the only one you ever need as your go-to for all NBA tickets. TickPick got rid of all those awful service fees that the other ticket sites charge, which lets them guarantee the best prices on all their NBA tickets. Don't believe it? If you can find better prices for the same seats on another ticket site, TickPick will give you 110% of the difference in the purchase price. Which, I mean, at this point, if you haven't bought your ticket to see the rematch of the Jokic brothers live at home at the FTX Arena, time is running out. Just visit TickPick.com/HeatBeat today to save $10 on your first order of Miami Heat tickets. Once again, that's TickPick.com/HeatBeat to save $10 today on your first order of Miami Heat tickets.
HB Girl says, Gabe is here to look fine and save our ass. He do look like a little more, don't he?
Yeah, he do. And with the fucked up Tyler Perry braids.
like you're a groundskeeper. He about to save somebody from their abusive husband.
Girl, don't you go back on that crack.
Oh my God, I thought Brad's going to hit the out right there. Caleb got a little bit of that energy too. Shit. We got to make a Tyler Perry style poster with Caleb and Gabe coming to save the Heat from their abusive Duncan Robinson ass husband. But Brad. Someone said they'll braid my hair. I know you ain't braiding my hair, brother. We don't rock like that. No. First of all, I ain't got no damn hair to braid.
That's what I was going to say. My hair.
You put that tiny Royal Shepherd fingers to braid my shit. Brass. We talked about this bench all offseason. They're not deep enough. But like time after time, like this bench has giving them that energy, giving them that spark. I mean, Dedmon has like one of the best offensive ratings in the entire league. Yeah. I think he was number one at one point. He probably is in the top five still. Like, and then Tyler Hero, like we haven't even really talked about him tonight. 31 points, a complete game changer. Like he was doing that Captain Save-A-Ho shit that Jimmy was doing last year. But he can score just
bunches.
He saved your ass, and like, you don't want to put too much on one game, but that's concerning that you needed Gabe Vincent, Caleb Martin, and a tidal wave of points from Tyler Hero to beat the Detroit Pistons.
It is, and you had said earlier that, oh, yeah, this was like a trap game, but like, no, it's not a trap. You came off a loss. Like, to me, a trap game is when you're rolling, And then you come in, and then you get blindsided by a bad team like the Pistons. But, so there was no excuse. This game shouldn't have ever been close. This Pistons team is not good, like, period. Regarding the bench, I mean, at worst, this bench can keep this team afloat. You're not going to be a negative. In a game like this, they just felt like they're the only ones given, like, that – I don't know. Why the fuck did the starters look so fucking tired tonight?
Flat. I mean, just completely just looked flat.
I mean, Jimmy is handsy as fuck. And I love that about Jimmy. Jimmy is, you always saw him batting the ball away, always trying to go for steals. Jimmy has always got that kind of energy level. But like, I don't know, like Bam, it just felt lifeless, man. So yeah, it's cool to see the bench spark it up like that, but.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, Aisha says we got three max players, but we got a 21-year-old, a minimum contract, and a two-way player carrying us. Listen. What the nice thing is that you like they did, they showed up. Like, this is the kind of game that I mean, last year, who on that bench was going to save you?
Right.
I mean, was it going to be Mo Harkless, Precious, KZ? I mean, Gabe and Struce last year were waste of roster spots, they just were not ready. So you got to feel a little bit good that these guys had enough to give you to pull out a game like this. And I mean, I will say this about the Pistons. I feel like they've done this to a lot of good teams this year. Mm-hmm. Where they're at, I mean, through three quarters, they outplay them. And then the other team decides, oh shit, it's the Pistons. Let's mollywop their ass.
Well, I also feel like a lot of teams go into these Pistons games, they don't even recognize the players that are on the floor. So they don't even scout them.
Bro,
don't even waste the time.
On the pregame show, they could not stop talking. It was Gianni, Frankie, and Christian. They could not stop talking about what Garza was about to do to us. And I was like, I was laughing. I was like, watch. I was like, yeah. I said, Garza looks like he smokes parliaments. But I mean, he came out there. I mean, he only scored 7 points, but I think he scored 7 straight points at one point. Yeah. Like, he went on a 7-0 run by himself. And who's scouting? I don't even Luke Garza. What's his name? Larry. Larry Garza.
Bloodface.
Luca. Luca.
His name is Luca.
Garza.
He's been the whole game with blood on his face. I have no idea.
A lot of blood going around the Pistons.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The most blood in their face in the league.
This is stat.
Yeah.
And then. I found out Diallo plays basketball. I thought he just did dunk contests. I didn't know he actually played in NBA games. Like, and then, you know, one of the things that concerned me, it just felt like Bam had no presence offensively or defensively.
I'm going to tell y'all, he shouldn't have played tonight.
That's,
and he probably shouldn't even be playing this whole week because everybody thinks, like, it's just an injury. That man gonna look like this for the rest of his career because you're not getting rid of tendonitis in playing every night. So this is what you're gonna get. So he needs to start being on that Kawhi Leonard treatment. He need to play. He need to sit. He need to play. He need to sit. He's not built to play 2 weeks worth of basketball on those knees.
But he didn't look right, Brass. Like, I was watching and I was at quarterdeck and I looked at Alex and I was like, did Jeremy Grant just go through Bam Adebayo twice?
It's the knees.
When have you seen that? Like, Bam, like, I mean, I'm not saying Jeremy Grant is a scrub. Jeremy Grant is very good. But to just go through him twice and just, like, he wasn't there, that was surprising. And then you saw Spo. I know how the bench unit was rolling. Brass, he didn't bring in the starters until 5 minutes left in the game.
I know.
Those guys usually coming in 8-9 minutes left in that fourth quarter.
Yeah. I mean, with Bam, I don't know. We need some more size on this team right now if Bam's going to be sitting out, because I think that's a major issue. Now, Deadman has been doing well starting. I think he's been doing a solid job starting with this team. But, man, I don't know. When's Harry Potter coming back? Are we going to get him back? Get some minutes?
Micah?
Yeah.
Do we even have? I don't think he's even on a two-way contract. So I don't even think we can.
I don't think so either.
He's on the Skyforce. Can't we just drag his ass up? That doesn't work that way anymore.
I don't think we can just call people.
That was the whole thing.
They you can't just call when Tyrone
when they did the two-way contracts.
Yeah, no, he can't. You can't just call. It's not the minors.
You fucked up the G League.
You can't just go out there and be like, give me a lefty.
You should be able to. In the age of COVID, you should be able to.
But you're missing Keith right now. I'll say that much. When it comes to size, you're missing Keith. You're missing that physicality. But I'll tell you, Caleb Martin, not in the power forward role, but they were out there with Caleb, Tyler, Gabe, and Kyle.
And gang rebounding, and Deadman, Mr. Deadman.
But you can't play around like that with good teams. You play the business.
But for tonight, listen, you got the win. The bench got more experience in those. That's the thing I kept saying, like, just play everybody. Because now these guys are getting mean. Like, this was a meaningful game for them. The minutes were meaningful. Like, they literally brought us back, took the lead, and watch the starters almost give away the lead. But the bench basically won us this game. That's good for them going forward.
And I'm wondering, did Caleb just take Struce's minutes?
Man, we didn't see him at all.
No, and I'm like, I don't know.
I hear a lot of people in the chat asking that. I'm not really – I hadn't heard anything about Struce.
No, I didn't. He was not – it's a DMP coach's decision.
How many minutes did he play?
Who, Struce?
No, Caleb.
Caleb. How many minutes?
Caleb played 26 minutes. And remember, he's on a two-way contract. He can only play a certain number of games. They using him like a credit card. You about to reach your limit, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta be discerning with that shit.
They're gonna plus 22 tonight, man.
I think he had the highest plus minus in the game.
He and Gabe. Caleb went off tonight.
Caleb went off tonight. That's funny. Gabe Vincent had 1 point, 0 for 4 from 3-point land, 0 for 4 from the field, and was a plus 20.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just out there providing that energy next to Tyler that they really needed. But another guy, as always, who provides the energy, our good friend, Mr. Deadman, the mechanic. Let's go to Mr. Deadman's garage.
My favorite though, that old black man that work on everybody's car in the black neighborhood. You know, you need a little carburetor fix or something, you go to him, he be talking to you whole time with his just hanging off his lip. What you got there now? What you got, a Plymouth? Yeah, bring that around here for 4 o'clock. It ain't no goddamn problem. I'll put a carburetor on there for you. I used to work out of plant 15 goddamn years. I'll put a carburetor on there for you. Nigga, just bring me back a pair. Boy, you know what, boy? You look like your goddamn daddy. You don't look like you leave.
Somebody pointing out that they do have that extra roster spot, which will most likely go to Caleb. They're going to convert that contract. And then somebody like Micah Potter will most likely be getting that that last roster spot.
That's what I meant.
The second two-way contract. No, I know. You were on it from the beginning.
Yeah, Brad, you know.
I've been talking about him for years.
go ahead. Let's go ahead with the Mr. Deadman's Garage.
All right, which one are we doing there, though?
The second one.
Second one, okay.
We got to milk these because we only got a couple clips. Siobhan wasn't available. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to do that yet.
Yeah, really.
But I mean, no. What I loved about this play, man, this was the look at the guys on the floor. This is Caleb. This is Gabe. This is Kyle. This mm-hmm. is Hero. This is the end of that run where they went from down 9 to up 6, up 7. I think this is where, yeah, they went up 6 points here. Like, this was just energy, movement. And then you see a guy like Devin, the biggest guy on the floor, he's trailing the play. But look, I mean, just that activity where
yep.
when the starters were in the game, nobody was moving. Like, Bam wasn't streaking to the rim like that. And Devin right. did that. And, you know, he just, on a team that was small, had no inside presence, I don't understand why we weren't going inside all game. But we were afraid of fucking Garza. Anyway, so that's the Mr. Devin's Garage play of the game. I just thought it was such a great way to cap off the run that bench unit went on. With a guy like Devin just ripping down a dunk on a fast break. Hey!
Hey!
Look who's What's here.
Up? Hey, people.
Siobhan, hey. We've been roasting these motherfuckers all game. This was your kind of show to be involved in.
You know, I caught some of it on my ride home, actually. Sounded pretty good.
We were roasting everybody and praising Gabe Vincent. Like, this was your show.
I heard Gabe got some love. I heard Caleb got some love. Yeah, it makes me happy.
Before we get to you, I think the crowd wants a rant from Siobhan. You guys, listen, you can't just y'all like kids with candy. Like, you know, you're gonna get diabetes fucking around. This is good shit. You can't just ask for it every fucking game. You know what I mean? But wait, let's go to the.
Did the broadcast that? Or did they call him the mechanic on the broadcast?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Oh.
I was watching that quarter deck, and Ethan would have shut the fuck up.
Can someone confirm that?
Love you, Ethan.
I like that shit.
Manso did.
Manso.
How did nobody give me a fucking timestamp on that, people? Come on.
Manso, halftime. I didn't listen to the halftime. I didn't listen to the halftime.
Killing me.
I bet there was.
I'll get you that timestamp.
Yeah, but get that.
Speaking of Deadman, we got the guy of the game. Someone said Deadman did his best Statue of Liberty impression on this motherfucker. Like, this was just about a motherfucker being tall, big, and lengthy.
That's what you read, though.
Exactly.
Where's Devin at? Just lying in wait. Like, I love playing possum. Look at him. Just wait. Look at him. Fuck you, Garza. Can't guard me. Bitch ass. I love the little give.
Look at that
light.
Leg kick. The leg kick at the end.
Every time you jump, I'm like, oh, there goes his ACL. I'd be worried about it. Look at that. That's one of those non-contact injuries. You'd be like, oh, shit.
Cha. Cha, cha, cha. That was the best thing that happened all night.
It really was. I was at the quarterback watching with a bunch of Five Reasons folks, and as soon as they saw that, everybody looked at me like, oh, if you going to text Brad? And as they're saying it, I'm texting Brad. Like, how the fuck you know our process? Get the fuck out of my face. Right.
Get out of our business.
Trying to steal my shit. Get your own brass, goddammit.
Oh, look who showed up. Well, Kyle Lowry. Late.
I was with David Ramil and Wes at the Locked On Watch Party. Listen, Alf and I, we had it covered from Broward to Dade County. Making sure that these fuckers didn't jinx us. Ethan fucked shit up. And I didn't trust David. I didn't trust Ramil and Wes. So we made sure that they won. It looked dicey, but, you know, you can't. Five Reasons Curse is a lot to overcome. So we held it down. David Ramil says some outlandish shit. Let me tell you something. He's got a couple beers in that guy. He said that Tyler Hero's a better bucket getter than Chris Bosh. You believe that?
I mean, wait, what?
Chris Bosh didn't almost die. Chris Bosh didn't almost die for this. Unreal.
We didn't say better basketball player. We said better bucket getter.
Unreal.
Like, I don't, like, I don't know down nine in the fourth quarter if you're like, Bosh, go get us back in this game. Bosh.
Right.
Made the playoffs by himself. I'm just saying that.
I know, but I'm saying, like.
But we're just saying.
Better bucket getter.
Not a lot of people said, take us home, Bosh.
I mean, he had a lot of big shots, but a lot of it was off. Somebody else had to get him that shot. Mm. I love Bosh. Right. I feel like no, we bash yeah. Bosh right now. I like
no, we're not. No, I mean, it's not bashing if you're telling the truth.
Right. Tyler can get his own buckets, therefore.
Right.
Chris Bosh.
Guess what? If Bosh was healthy right now, guess who would take him right now? I would. On this team with Tyler.
Instantly.
Oh, my God.
Never would have left.
Instantly.
Yeah.
Could you imagine him next to Bam? Oh, Bam, you don't want this? I got it.
What was that, Tim?
Hey, you know, a lot of people mentioned talking shit about my guy. It really came through in that fourth quarter.
No, he was
I'm
excellent.
Proud of him in the fourth
no,
quarter.
No, he was Gee. Excellent. Listen, the whole starting lineup was trash. At least that motherfucker showed up in the fourth. Like the whole
he could get those flowers. He could get those flowers for the fourth, but that first through third, yeah. Boy, listen, that shit smelled like manure. Hey,
you can always count on Lowry for a fourth quarter pounder.
What? Take yourself out.
Right. I'm done. I can't.
Thanks, Al.
Siobhan, go ahead, talk your shit, man. Gabe. Came out here, had a what is G doing?
I wanted a sideways view. I couldn't. Yeah.
Are you just sitting in the parking lot? Anyway, we'll get back to you. Siobhan came in. Siobhan was a little bit more on time than you were. Give us your take on what happened tonight. Like, honestly, one of the things I do like, and I didn't talk about this, is that the defense, I always say defense don't slump. The defense was fine all game, right? But that offense was god awful. And then in the fourth quarter, you had the energy guys pick it up, and the starters almost threw it away.
Yeah, so I didn't watch most of the game. When we hang up, I'm gonna watch it, though. I watched the fourth, and it's a little concerned. Thank you, Kalatiana. Happy birthday to my mother.
Happy birthday, Mommy Bond.
Yeah, like the lack of energy that you see out of the starters on games where it shouldn't be is a bit concerning. Like, it takes them too long to rev themselves up, and then they don't. And then so Spo brings in, you know, his energy guys, and you see a market difference. You see more activity, you see more hustle, you see more grit. Gabe's picking up full court. Caleb is, you know, wiry, springy, trying to dunk everything and things like that. You know, they get some energy happening. They get some momentum going. I heard the letters on the back of G's car are spelled wrong, probably is. But yeah, like it's they have to get off to better starts. And then, but the fucking finishes, they have some really, really, really bad tendencies when it comes closing time. And you can't have that when you have, you know, like playoff basketball. It's going to get gritty. It's going to get, you know, grimy. It slows down more. And so not executing in the closing stages of the game, they need to get that together quick. That doesn't bode well. Like, they're not practicing good things, lazy passes. I don't know what that press break was that one time. I don't know what the hell that pass Kyle threw was. It's just, I don't know. They have to tighten up. Bam needs to be tighter. If you were hurt, don't play. If you're sick, sit out. Like, you're not doing anyone any favors by, like, coming and underperforming. So, I don't know. They got to figure it out. They got to get it together.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
That's the way, though. Like, they like when guys play hurt or, you know, I think you're right, Siobhan, but, like, you're totally right. Like, you're right in everything you're saying, but, like, they value that stuff. Like, you remember Hassan.
That fake toughness.
That's all that, right, all that extraness. That's the part of the culture shit that I don't like. That's that stupid shit. Like, sit out if it hurt. Like, right. Don't play.
It's detrimental to the athlete. But that's how they are. I mean, UD was like that. And when, I'll never forget, I forgot who reported this, but when Hassan was hurt and he didn't want to play because of a hand injury, they said, well, he's no Udonis. You know, I think they also said that about Winslow as well, which, you know, as we know how that went. So, yeah.
Well, as a player, you take ownership of your body.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we can say the Heat or whatever, but if you truly got tendonitis and it's been reported.
Wait a second, I have a DSLR at home. What is Chad saying?
It looks clear, but it is a little disconcerting you actually looking straight at us. Like, I think we were wrong this whole time. I kind of prefer you looking away.
Yeah, don't look at me. It makes me nervous.
David Ramil for a whole basketball game. That was scary. I was uncomfortable. And then at one point he stood behind me and started like smoking a cigarette, and I felt scary. There was like, it was ominous, this, like, huge, scary person behind me. I left. I didn't want to be there.
Someone said you don't.
Is he blowing the smoke like on the back of your head or something like that? Is that like an intimidation tactic?
You know, when
he's
like floating over his
shoulder, he's like, "Stop doing podcasts."
Look at me through the window. I can
stop doing your shows.
Podcast up.
Who walked you to your car, G?
A police officer.
You could have got your ass whooped twice.
Nah, he's safe.
Nah, he's safe.
Yeah.
Got
that privilege.
Yeah. Nah, me or
Royal. Woo! Oh, no. Yo, I saw Adam tweet this out. Who's taller, Royal or Kevin Hart? Man, that guy's short.
Oh, my God.
Is Royal short?
Oh, have you not seen the video?
No, I just saw the picture of you.
Hold on. Y'all take care of this. I'll get y'all the video.
I couldn't believe that.
I don't think he looked Kevin Hart short.
Can I think Siobhan said that I thought was pretty interesting?
Go ahead. I told you. Talk amongst yourselves. Leave me alone.
So the bench has been fucking fantastic, particularly like Deadman. I think Caleb, Bond and I have talked about this too. Like, you know, Caleb's just been, that dude makes a play at the rim every game. It's really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I do think the starters play a little slower, like in terms of like, they're not as, like, fast, like, you know, they're not, like, super springy. But I don't think they get off to bad starts. Their first quarters are usually good. They're one of the best first quarter teams in the league, actually. Their first and third quarters are really, really good. Their bench units are great, too, but it's really the second and the fourth where it falters. So, I do agree with you that, like, there's a change of pace when those bench guys come in. You know, like you said, I think the full court by Gabe is great. I think he's been like kind of a little bit like Derrick Jones, but with a little more shooting, which is kind of nice. A little bit more ball skill.
Right.
Yeah, I really like him. He's been fantastic. I know that he makes some mistakes, but do you guys think that they're gonna have to make a decision later on because he's on a two-way roster spot? During the bubble, they allowed that because of COVID, but you know, going into the playoffs, they're going to have to make a decision on his roster spot and that 15 spot. So that's going to be interesting.
Well, thanks for listening to the show, G.
Right.
Well, I wasn't.
We talked about this.
No, I'm kidding.
What did you guys say? I was coming up the stairs at that part. What did y'all say?
I said that most likely they're going to convert that into our standard contract.
Yeah.
And then they'll probably figure out, you know how Andy and these guys do. They'll figure out when they can convert that contract so that it won't put them into the tax, and then they'll probably sign a guy like Micah Potter to that second two-way.
No,
I like Micah.
The problem out there they want the extra spot for a buyout guy. So they're going to have to cut a dude if they want it. So it's like,
okay, so KZ.
KZ, bye.
No, I agree, but like they, you know what I mean? Like they're like
too damn stubborn.
You said cut. We all got excited. Bye, KZ.
No, I'm with you, but you
help you like, pack, motherfucker.
Like nigga, bye.
I think they bye. Have to keep Caleb. They'd be dumb not to keep Caleb, in my opinion. I think you
right.
have to.
No
way. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You have to.
But you don't think you have to? You have to put Caleb on a standard contract.
Yeah.
No, you have to keep him. Because you have you
can,
to.
Well, you can only play in what, like 55 games or something?
Yes.
How many? He's played in every game, right?
That, for the regardless for the playoffs, they need to convert that.
Yeah, he did, and they need yeah. to convert him and cut KZ.
Yeah, I think he maybe missed like the first two. He didn't get time.
But
like,
he's couple, right. But he's played.
Yes, since he started playing, he hasn't not played.
Right, like
since the Laker game, he's played. I think some of the games where they've been fully healthy, he hasn't. But I think since that Laker game, he's played every game.
Well, either way, there's a limit on the amount of games he's played. So first right. of all, they yeah. need him in the regular they season. I mean, just his athleticism, like you see it, like the difference between when he comes on the mm-hmm. court and then, like I love these guys like PJ and Markeith and you know Duncan's. I love all these guys, but they are slow and big and. Like yeah. the athleticism is coming up from guys like Gabe, Strus, and Caleb.
Those are energy things. Like they feed. Like yeah. you get.
Yeah.
Like things become easier when energy's flowing, when there's less like having to labor to get buckets. Like the DJJ being a lob threat, just being a vertical roll, go up and come back down with it, like right. stuff like that. Caleb's not you know that tall, that long, but he has that type of athleticism. Caleb's out here getting blocks, like. You yep. need stuff like that.
He had a big, two changed. Big defensive stops in that
fourth. Yeah, their quarter. Energy changed the game.
Yeah.
Just pure energy. Just. But here's the thing. Yeah, they come in and they're just like road runner. They just want to run, run, run. And the starters, they're not running. So the thing is, they're old and they got bad knees. I don't expect them to run. But what I do expect them to do is be excellent at this methodical game that they want to play. Like,
well, that's
it for me.
They
ain't running. They ain't ran in days.
They don't really run. They leak out.
They really don't run. They do secondary breaks.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Shy?
No,
yes.
That's but they don't play slow. It's like they. If
no, they play slow.
If they get stuck in the half court, they play slow. But
no, see, I agree with here's what I think you guys are both saying. And when they do the things like when they leak out, when they do the secondary breaks, when they attack the offensive glass. They get when they get opportunistic and they play fast and Tyler's doing that hit ahead shit. The starting lineup was good and for the most part, like we need because the starting lineup has one of the best net ratings in the league. Like the starting lineup is really good, but when they play like they did tonight, and they get slow and they get into the half court,
They're bad.
They are a right. bad half right. court team. So that's why I think you guys are both saying the same things. But when we're talking about this game, yes, they look bad because they got into the half court shit. But what G is saying, when they're good,
yes,
they are. They're getting
yeah. But the other thing is, like you keep talking about net rating, but the reality is, even those hit aheads and all those things, they're few and far between when they're even winning by 20. They're not. We fall into this illusion that this is how they're playing all the time in the wins. They're really not. What they really do is they get you with a fast break. 3 minutes later, they hit you with a go-ahead. 4 minutes later, they're hitting you with another bam dunk at the rim. They're not doing this repeatedly throughout the games. They actually are slow. Like, and we get fooled by that because we see two or three runouts.
Because the times when they do it, it sticks out.
It is gorgeous when they do it. Yeah.
To Tip's point, like they're not doing the D'Antoni stuff where they're getting up the floor in 7 seconds. No. What they're doing is the big three heat stuff where it's like, okay, who can I hit ahead? And right. if we have advantage,
right.
we score, and if not, we wait.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what I meant by playing fast is like when they get the ball out, they can start sets a little quicker, right? So
yeah.
even if they run 5 actions, they're starting it with 20 on the shot clock, not 15. And I guess that's mostly my point. But you're right. Mm-hmm. You and Siobhan are right in everything that you said.
But that's the
thing.
No,
but they –
So
go ahead,
when
I'm
you
sorry.
Have games like tonight where, because when they're playing well and the start, because the starters have played well for most of the year. Like, I don't want this to become like this whole thing, like the starting lineup has been trash, because there's not a metric in the world that would tell you the starting lineup hasn't been anything but dominant. But when they are bad is when they're coming, when they're good after makes, they're still pushing. When they're bad, after misses, after makes, after everything, somehow
it's
they're
a
still
crawl.
Starting offense, like G said, with 15, 14, 13 seconds left in the clock. And I, like, to me, I can't fathom. That's what I was talking about, energy.
Yes.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
You know how you've won and how you've been dominant all season. What gets into your head that we are a slow walking up team?
Yeah.
You haven't been, you have not done that well in your blowout wins, your close wins, your loss. You have not done that, walk that shit up shit well all year. Who told you you was a walking up team, Jimmy? Give the fucking ball to Kyle.
They think they're Harden.
Huh? Bro, and I love Jimmy to death. And we bag on Kyle, but Kyle is not, you're not giving the ball to Kyle. Jimmy's walking the ball up. Bam is walking the ball up. They're doing some of that. They're falling into some of the same bullshit we saw last year.
But remember what I told you yesterday.
Kyle to run your offense, not to
remember what I told you yesterday. It's like still trying to figure it out. It's still my ball. It's still my ball. I said this yesterday when we were talking about it. At some point, one of them has to come off of the ball. And it has to be, first of all, Bam has to come off of it, period.
Yes, that's what I guess.
All together.
Period.
Yes.
Period. I don't want to see him unless he gets the rebound and decides to go coast to coast, because he can.
Push, yes.
And it's a,
I don't
yes,
want to see
that's
you
it.
Getting the rebound and then jogging it up. Jimmy,
right.
Okay, Bam, I need you like already in position so that
yep.
you can be whatever it is that we need the rest of this half-court offense to look like. Yeah, they'll kick his head and like start the half with like 20 seconds, but then that – they take the entirety of like the whole 20 seconds a lot of time. Like you said, offense gets constipated, gets bogged down. Like they,
but
I don't know. I think Alf,
you're 100% right. Buns is getting on my nerves, but this is what we brought him here to do.
Right.
I'm not really concerned about Buns that much.
No. I'm saying his shooting is getting on my nerves, but we brought him here to control the offense.
And we're not giving him the ball, and we're not letting him control the offense.
Yeah.
Like when that shit, and I love Jimmy to death, but just like you guys were saying, hey, Kyle, hey, Bam, get into position so you can
Jimmy
do some
also,
work.
Yeah.
Jimmy, how many times have we seen Jimmy on the block this year destroy people?
Yep.
But instead, he wants to bring the ball up and be at the top of the key.
And they get that fucked them over so much, they got to do a better job of flipping that to get the small dude on Jimmy. They that just has to be like a more featured part of their offense, which I think they'll get there, you know, but it kind of is what it is on that perspective.
Gee, did anyone at the Locked On watch party tonight mention what the deal is with Strus? Because we're scratching our heads in here, they're scratching their heads in the chat, why he was a DNP.
Yeah, I looked at credentialed media members David Ramil and Wes Goldberg, and they knew the exact thing that I did. So we were all confused. Although there were a lot of Hangover Time fans there. They asked if we were doing Hangover Time tonight, and I said, I think so.
That's the second thing they did that.
That's a good answer.
The second Wizards game, Gabe was a DNP for, like, seemingly no reason. Like, why are, like, random nights, random
Well, Gabe was I feel like Gabe was struggling at the beginning of the year. Offensively and even defensively, like now he's just like, I'm gonna go out there and play defense. If I don't make a fucking shot, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
I do have something to show Siobhan real quick, because she was asking how small is Royal really. Why my shit is all fucked up? I got it like is. It's mostly ceiling. But here you go.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I love that.
Yeah, sure. I like them shoes, Alf.
Oh, thank you.
Alf, you look good. I was saying, I was like, damn, we were talking about it on the pregame show. You look good, man.
My wife bought those shoes for me. She actually bought this entire She bought this entire outfit, from the glasses.
An outfit similar.
The watch, everything. Watch.
What's going on, man? How you doing? I want to get a picture.
Well, kudos to your wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
she did what needed to be done.
Yeah, okay. She polished the hell out of this turd.
She got that.
Royal with his baby gap hero jersey.
So G, like, tell me about that lock on party. So, like, what was that like? Was the crowd all right?
It was a little decent crowd. We were in a corner. It was kind of confusing. I mean, they didn't promote it very well because I know that they had some logistical issues. But I mean, considering what did they have, like 2 days notice? It was, you know, a little corner, right? It was me, David. One guy recognized me. He said he was a big fan of Hangover Time. Said he was a fan of Alps before, and he found us. He's not even on Twitter. And I was like, how do you know us if you're not on Twitter? Said I was a fan of Alps before, and I came over. I made the switch when Alps switched. So shout out to Alf.
Nice.
Some other had no idea who I was, and he was wondering. He's like, so like, are you like friends with them? And I was like, he's like, he runs like one of the Heat podcasts. And they're like, what's it called? And like, Heat Beat. Never heard of it. And I was like, okay.
Oh my god.
I go, well, thanks. I should have had flyers. I should have done what Ethan used to do. Just hand out a fuck ton of flyers. I did, when Deadman had that Gaga dunk, I did get up on my stool and I yelled, that's the fucking mechanic. And somebody around me said, what the fuck is that? So that happened.
Did Wes, like, did Ramil leave with you? Because it sounded like he was acting kind of creepy all night. Did he leave, or is he still there?
I keep looking to see if he followed me. I hope not. I mean, I kind of.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!